Some headlines.
Nate Solder is the latest Patriot to become a former Patriot. The news from Ian Rappaport is that Nate Solder has a four-year, $62 million deal with the Giants, $35 million guaranteed. The Tom Brady protector, now the former Tom Brady protector, is joining the Giants once again, 4 years, $62 million, $35 million guaranteed. Malcolm Butler, Deion Lewis, Danny Amendola, they're already gone. Butler and Lewis will join Mike Vrabel, who's now the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. Danny Amendola is going to play for the Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Bruins scored five unanswered third-period goals to beat the Hurricanes in Raleigh last night, 6-4. David Pastrnak scored three of them, a natural hat trick for Coach Bruce Cassidy.
Yeah, I mean, there's some maturity there, right? Guy knows he made a mistake. He didn't want to let the team down, so he worked hard to do what he could to get us back in the game, and obviously did a lot. It was a great little give-and-go with Marshy, that third goal, and then the... the power play goal was a bomb over there. So we needed all of them.
Empty netter to cap things off for the hat trick for Pastrnak last night. Zdeno Chara, Torrey Krug, and Jake DeBrusque all left the game, went down the tunnel during the third period last night. Next up for the Bees, a visit to Florida tomorrow night. Celtics home tonight to take on the Wizards at 8 o'clock. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell on the call right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines. I'm brought to you by Boston Laser. Do what Gerard Mayo did. Start seeing 2020 with a LASIK procedure at Boston Laser. 866-77-LASER. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Talking about the Pats, Sox, Celtics, Bruins, Revolution. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's the joy of the hot dog.
Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in the hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of news.
Beadle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
It didn't look good with 9 minutes left. The Pats trailed by 10 when they lined up for first and goal. G-O-A-L, goal.
A first and goal to go from the 9.
Rob got bumped and Brandon was cooked, but then Brady said, I can always find Amendola.
Looks down the middle.
D-O-L-A, Dola.
Hit by Amendola.
Danny Amendola.
Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
We got life. Somebody making a play. It's Danny Amendola.
They were down by 3.
Takes the snap.
They needed to score.
The play fakes Dwight.
Go up.
Looks down the middle.
So Tom said, please.
He fires and the ball is.
Danny, can you catch one more for me?
Caught in the back of the end zone by Danny.
It's a catch.
Amendola. Touchdown. Patriots.
Amendola.
Made the grab.
And now they'll play bowls up in the Super Bowl. In Minnesota.
Danny.
Danny Amendola.
Playoff Amendola.
Stride.
Amendola elevates.
Amendola.
1 foot.
What a catch.
2 foot.
Amendola.
Oh my
left
God.
Left toe tap in the back of the end zone.
Clutch.
We say so long to Danny Amendola and that song. That's it. That's the end of that.
Still gives me goosebumps. Jim, you. You're one talented
say goodbye
man.
To it. Can we play it during Miami week next year?
No.
I think it's over, Jim.
No. Mr. Creativity here needs to get more creative.
Tweeted Jim. They're happy that Jim Louth took it all in.
He sure did.
During this run for the Patriots. He really was focused on enjoying the ride.
Yeah, his nickname was Sponge. Patriots. We called him Sponge all week. I'm just going to take
it all in. Just going to take it all in.
Oh, he took it. You're taking it now.
Patriots offseason has featured a lot of departures. And the latest being Nate Solder, 4 years, $62 million to the New York Giants with $35 million guaranteed.
Called it.
We get it. You called it. Solder to the Giants, that is done. That is going to happen.
Don't you wish Francesa was still on the air to comment on this?
You paid a left tackle $62
million. First of all, your quarterback is 37. I mean, if the Patriots are going to pay a guy $10 million, why don't you pay him $15 million? You know, the Giants. You know, when I go to Monty's and I'm going down to Monty's and you order the chicken parm there, they're going to feed him chicken parm, fatten him up. I'm going to be like Jumbo Elliott back in the day. Okay?
So there are some people that believe this is what now? The end of the run? That's it? It's over? You lost these four guys and it feels like they're going to cycle down, cycle up, whatever you want to call it?
No.
Go through a down period?
They're not making it any easier on themselves.
They can't look at Cannon as a left tackle, correct? Like, I look at him and he's so built for the front side. He's wide. He gets a hand down. He can run block. He's damn good. You don't want to make him your nimble, athletic backside guy. That's what you need to be. It's about the build. It's about getting a tall guy that's got a long stretch, okay, that's good on his feet, that doesn't get overbalanced.
Can you recall a time in the Belichick-Brady era where they lost
no, this
four
is the worst
free
ever.
Agents
this is the worst.
On day one? Really, in the first day? This has never happened. I don't recall it ever happening. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's happened, but you understand why, because there's not one where you say, and you've gone through the list, to where I would extend to get that guy. Like, you even say, at that price, bye-bye. At that price, bye-bye.
Okay, you but,
know,
but
not four, not four I'm, players that are going to get compensatory draft picks. You're going to get four compensatory picks.
This has never happened where they've lost four guys like this.
And your coach.
On the first day of it, where they're that highly coveted, where teams are after them on day one. I don't think it's ever happened. And I'm not talking about what they got paid elsewhere. I'm asking this question. Were any of them willing to really take less and stay because of what this is in the program here and what it means? And it feels like that might be the change.
Well, Amendola wasn't going to do it because at some point he's just going to be paying them if he takes less money. No, Malcolm Butler, that was not going to happen. So that's no.
How about Lewis or Solder?
I don't think Deion Lewis was going to do it. I thought Solder might. I thought Solder might stay for... I don't know. I don't even know if the Patriots would have paid him $12 million a year.
No. I thought they would have a tough time stretching to 12.
So,
like, last night the guy I talked to, he's like, they're ready to walk away. I'm like, we'll see. Because then it occurs, like, he's not taking any visits, and it gets you thinking. And I'm like, well, okay, so you've lost four players.
So I know what you're, but I know what Beatles.
My question is it all money, or is it that they could get the money and they wanted out of town? That they had had
look at it.
They had had issues with the culture and the way things are going, the way a lot of other players
I'll simplify it for you. I'll simplify it for you here, Chooch. It's money. Four players. What Solder get guaranteed? $35 million. Butler got what guaranteed? $30 million. Amendola's going down there for $8 million. 65. So we're at $73 million.
They all got paid very well.
We're still at $73 million. We don't even know the Deion Lewis guarantee. Say it's $10 million. Right? $21, $22 million deal. Say you got 12 guaranteed. So you're at 73. You're at like $85 million freaking guaranteed million dollars for four of your aging veteran players that have earned it. Right? You're talking about losing four guys and teams have guaranteed them a total of excess of $85 million.
Right. But you're also talking about the Patriots going 0 for 4. Not keeping a single
one of
the
guys. Were they in on any of them, though?
I don't know that answer. I'm just asking if
I think they were in.
If there were
I think
other
they
factors
were in
at play other than just the money that these guys all got, and they've all been paid handsomely here in the last day.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe the shine has worn off that apple a little bit. No one's going to take less money to play for the Patriots.
Like Mike Vrabel said one day, at some point,
not anymore.
You need to get compensated for what you do.
No, I disagree with that, Hardy.
No, that is Beatles' question. And I'm not answering.
And I'm not saying.
Well, look at it this way.
I'm not saying I know the answer, Jim. Before you jump down my throat about this.
No, you mean?
I'm just asking. Is
well,
it possible?
I get it. We're just workshopping here.
Yes.
But think about these guys that now Solder, bona fide first round pick.
Yes.
Gonna get paid no matter who he
pedigree.
Goes to.
He's
that's
got
a
pedigree.
Guy. Even though he got killed around here
Bedard,
for a lot of years.
Matt said he sucks, and Greg Bedard said he was retiring at the end of the year.
I get it. People said he, but Amendola came in. Everyone thought they overpaid for him.
Sucks.
He wasn't going to be as good as ever. Everybody hated that move when they let Welker go and brought Amendola in. Amendola turned out to be terrible at first, took pay cuts, and was awesome, right? But the other two guys, Deion Lewis and Malcolm Butler, were nothings. And they made their money here. So people might take less to come here to make their money down the road, is what I'm saying. Like, Deion Lewis and Malcolm Butler were nothing when they came here. And they've made their money here.
Yeah.
So that's something for other guys to look at in the league to say, well, maybe I go there and I can make my money and earn it and then get paid down the road.
The only guy to come back here where he had guaranteed more money elsewhere was McCourty. But even then, they almost maxed out on him.
I think he may have taken a little less, though, than that Eagles offer.
To come back here.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. McCourty's the only guy that came back to take less.
But it was a fair market offer. It was a good offer.
See, it was fair. Right. But Solders was through the roof. Like, last night they knew, we're not even in the ballpark, money-wise. We can't be.
I think a lot of it has to do, Jim, I'm not saying that the era or the idea of people taking less money to play for the Patriots is done, but at some point it's going to end. And if you're looking at Tom Brady, who is, we all believe is going to play next year, but my thoughts that he's going to play for five more years dwindle more and more every day. I don't think that's necessarily a thing anymore. If you're looking to take less money to go play somewhere, why are you doing it? Well, because you got a great quarterback and a great coach, and you're going to be able to make the Super Bowl. Is Brady going to play another year? Another two years?
I'm getting replies here. Like, what's the big deal? You guys are letting an average tackle go for $15 million. Do you people understand he is not an average tackle?
Hardy, I think you nailed it. Maybe guys are leaving because the end is near, or the end of Belichick Brady is near.
Yeah.
And it's going to take, like, I just said about Butler and Lewis were nothings when they came here, but it's going to take McDaniels or somebody else to groom those fresh guys.
And this is maybe the first year where you look at it and say, last year and the year before, you could say, yeah, Brady and Belichick are going to be around for at least a couple few more years. If you look at it now, I don't know that you can say that.
I'll say this.
You think you got, are you assured in your mind right now that Brady and Belichick will be on board for two more seasons, this season and the next one?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's another thing you could support your point with. You got the tight end out there, the all-world tight end, all-everything tight end, wavering as to whether or not he wants to play. And he's working out. There was a report last week. He's working out locally. Where's he working out at? TB12.
Yeah.
Why is he not working out at the stadium? They have the best weight room in the league.
Thank you.
The best facility in the league.
Thank you.
Why is he working
where
out?
Where was he 2 days ago?
TB12.
No, he wasn't.
Where was he?
Oh, Florida. He's in Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in Miami looking at properties.
Told you.
I called it. I didn't call that. I told you that.
No, you called it.
I had someone tell me this.
You called it.
2 days ago, Rob Gronkowski was in Miami looking at places to live.
#called it.
I don't know what that means. It could just be a vacation home. Might not mean anything.
I think he's got a lot of money, and I'd love to have a home down there.
So would I.
Second one, third one.
But he wasn't at TB12.
A boat.
So he might still have an eye on his post-football life and where he wants to be. And not at the house in the woods in Foxborough that gets robbed.
It's a nice house.
What?
By the way, this tweet last night from Skip Bayless. In times of trouble, I think we should all lean on the opinions of Skip Bayless.
Okay.
He had this, and I think it's true. And it's why I'm not panicking today, and I don't think any of you should be panicking either. And now I'm going to update his tweet for him. He wrote, Patriots lose Malcolm Butler, Danny Amendola, Deion Lewis. I'm going to add this. And Nate Solder. And it won't matter because they still have the reigning MVP who will play at 41 next year and will make everyone better, including the head coach who wanted him gone. That from Skip Bayless last night.
It's a good tweet.
At 10:10 p.m.
It's a good tweet.
Well, and I think it's fantastic.
I think it's true.
It's a good tweet.
I think it's true, too. And I'm more than willing to sit here and wring my hands and say it's bad that they couldn't get one of these four guys back and they weren't in on any of them. And I don't think any of them would be willing to take less money. But Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Rob Gronkowski, Julian Edelman, Stephon Gilmore, all coming back.
And Dante Hightower if he's healthy.
Which how long will he be healthy for? Blah, 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 blah. To me, the big one, Brady, Belichick, Gronk, Edelman, Gilmore. Those, okay.
All right. What about Martellus Bennett? Is Martellus Bennett coming back?
He and Gilmore getting along at all?
Okay,
now you're going down. I don't know what you're doing. Let's get to some of your calls, including some audio as well from Gotham Chopra. That is a friend of Hardy. They obviously hit it off.
Wait a second.
I believe they keep in touch now. No,
but if he wanted to, I would.
You call him what, G? You just call him G for short.
He's got
That's
a great
next.
Voice. Very relaxing.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
You think they have a big hole?
I think they have a big hole.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, he tells me I love it so much and I just want to go to work and feel appreciated and have fun.
It's a big commitment. Sitting here laying here 3 days after the year getting my Achilles worked on and my thumb.
and you go, what are we doing this for? You know, what are we doing this for? Who are we doing this for? Why are we doing this? You got to have answers to those questions, and they have to be with a lot of conviction. You know, when you lose your conviction, then you probably should be doing something else.
Tom Brady at the end of Tom Versus Time. Gotham Chopra, who produced the film and directed it for Tom Brady. You okay?
Yeah.
I have spoken in a number of places over the last few months, including this very show.
It's great music.
He also went on a podcast with Peter King. Hmm. And this podcast was posted today.
It's making a rounds, huh?
Here it is. Let's hear from him on the final scene of Tom Versus Time.
I mean, I do think we're talking, and that's what he says at the end, is like, this is a very different offseason for him. And I think that's not, again, necessarily what happened during the season. It's the fact that he's got three growing kids, a wife who's like, hey, you know, I've been kind of putting stuff on hold for a while, and I'm, you know, I want to go out and do my thing now, too. And so Tom's juggling a lot of things, and I think that's basically what he says at the end, is like, I gotta recalibrate, and I have to find that conviction again. I think he will, but, you know, I think this idea that he's going to play for four or five more seasons, I mean, this is just me, the guy who's been around him for a while now, like, I'd have a hard time envisioning that, to be candid, but, you know, but we'll see. I mean, I do think that these next few weeks and months are a really critical time for him.
I think you're crazy if you think he's suiting up at 45 or 46.
I'm glad. That
again, it's 2-3. It's 2-3.
Acknowledge that it is a different type of offseason for Tom Brady.
That's the surprise ending that he is doubling down on. I was like, I'm telling you, there's a surprise ending twist here. And we all thinking, well, what the hell could it be? Then?
Gotham, friend of Tom Brady, friend of Giselle, is welcome in their home at any hour.
Is
any
he?
Day.
Oh, my God. Could
brings
you imagine?
His camera crew in there.
You guys won't let
this isn't
Alex
talk
in?
Show host reading into it. This is the right. guy that's been around
this
him
is
for
not,
a year
this
now.
Is not
this is
not
the guy
taker,
knows him better than his agent.
Beetle and Zoe. This is personal friend of Tom Brady.
Right.
Let's call it for what it is.
This is a guy that's seen everything behind the scenes and has been allowed access and privacy. Tom is a very private guy.
And what is it that is that he was just talking about? That
off season.
But time, yeah. Well, why does he have to think? What's another reason why he has to think about stepping away from the game? What did he just say?
Kids.
He's got a wife. She wants to do her. She's
she wants to do her. The off,
she's
put, I think it's specific
she's
to the off
season. Stuff on hold.
Yeah.
While he plays football.
What, is he going to run around barefoot with her? Problem.
Yeah. That's what Hardy wants to come back to. Problem.
She wants to be a photographer. It's like Robbie Roadsteamer's song. One day she wants to be a photographer. The other day she wants to be an artist. She's a beautiful butterfly. She can't do those things. Time's off going to work every day. She wants to do stuff. You done playing football?
Again,
I got my stuff I want to do.
Again, my point.
That's what he just said.
Every time he's like talking about her, she's off doing something. So she travels more than him.
No, he just mentioned, he said, I was just with Tom. This is, I didn't cut this up, but in the podcast, he said, I was with Tom yesterday and G was getting ready to go to Brazil. So yeah. Tom was trying to take care of kids and stuff like that. So he's like, this is the kind of thing that goes on in their life.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to send your kids to nannies every damn day.
Is
it Carnival?
It's a problem.
Yeah. Let's go to your phone, 617-779-0985. Mike in West Roxbury, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Just two quick conspiracy theories. Number one is that, you know, possibly Bill Belichick is trying to, you know, put the nail in Tom Brady. He gets rid of his left tackle. He gets rid of the receiver that he dumps off to quickly. Maybe this is the evil genius saying, don't mess with me. Number two would be, possibly they need it. They're not spending money because Robert Kraft, they need to save it because of the new child that he allegedly may be having. I'll hang up and let you guys talk.
Thanks. Like the my head hurts. Can we do that another day?
I want Brady out of here. What?
Frankie in Manchester. Frankie.
Hey, how you doing, boys?
What's up?
The team. Okay, so would it be good to get Jordy Nelson? Would it take away the sting from losing Amendola?
He's 32. Where are you going to play him? Edelman's your Z. Cooks is your X. You got Mitchell. Here's this misconception that Jordy Nelson's a slot guy. He's not a slot guy. He's an outside guy.
He has started to play the slot, though. He played slot in the last couple of years.
I don't want him playing
not
the slot.
Not full time.
You know what would be interesting, though?
But he's moved in there.
Oh!
Do you know why the Packers got rid of him? Because they have other guys who can play outside.
Yeah.
That's why they moved on.
They do have some pretty good receivers there in Cobb and company. So kick him to Z in your three receiver set and kick Edelman to the slot. I don't have a problem with that. Whew.
What about Hogan?
Gronkowski, Hogan?
Yeah.
Yep. Hogan's not a slot guy. He's an outside guy. I don't like Hogan in the slot.
Jordy Nelson turns 33
I know.
In May.
That's the problem.
Don't you think
they're moving away.
Don't you think Jordy Nelson could make a transition to being more of a slot guy? I mean, listen, he started to play a little bit over the last couple of seasons. They've worked him into the slot in Green Bay.
See, there's reports that he knew his release was coming and he already targeted the Patriots. And the fact that he's thinking that way, okay, if I'm going to go there, I'm not the guy that I was in Green Bay. I understand that. But I played with Rodgers my career. I want to go play with Brady. I'm going to make it work. And I'm open to doing anything. And if that's the case, then I think you talk. Because 6-3 why can't he?
Slot guy. That's just weird.
I agree, Jim. I don't think he's a slot guy because you got to be smaller to make those moves, you know? You need Troy Brown's body. You need Edelman's body. You need Amendola's body. Welker. Go down the list. You know, Beasley, the kid down in Dallas. What's his deal? What's he coming in at? What's he got, a year left?
Here's a good stat for you. In 2016, Jordy Nelson had 2.75 yards per route run in the slot. What a stat. Which was the best for all receivers in the NFL. But he just didn't play a lot in the slot because they had Randall Cobb.
Yeah. And they
best
got that.
What?
But when they bet, what do you mean?
He had 2.7 yards per.
They break it up by the number of routes run, not by the number of passes thrown your way. So in terms
per
of
game?
Production,
they're,
you take
Beatles'
total
point
of
is
yards
they're lining
the
him
slot.
Up in the slot.
You divide it by the number of times you ran a route in the slot. It is specific to running out of the slot. Is the stat. Pro Football Focus has it. 2.7 yards per route run in the slot, which was best in the NFL. I'm telling you, there are going to be teams that call him about playing in the slot. The problem is the Patriots have a Julian Edelman. But now with Danny Amendola gone, this is... Can Amendola play in the slot, so?
Yes.
Can you... Envision them bringing on Jordy Nelson saying, hey, your role is going to be kind of dynamic here. There's going to be time where we need you as a depth piece because the health of Edelman could be a question going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see time in the slot.
Sure.
You could see time outside.
Yep.
The versatility to me is what I think makes him attractive, is my point, mm-hmm. which is there a perfect fit for him here? No, but I think the fact that he can do multiple things tells you that he's the type of guy the Patriots would be interested in.
Can I just ask you this, too, as we talk about, you know, and I keep bringing up the Cooks point, and it frustrates me because I really think he doesn't understand spacing in the passing game. Like, he's a hell of a talent. He's fast. We get all that stuff. He can make really good catches, and we've seen along the sideline. I think he gets lost at times in the middle of the field, if it makes any sense to you. This is part of the reason why I catch the ball coming inside. If I'm going to turn and look outside, uh-oh, I better recognize it. The snap, it was cover two, and I'm going to got a guy outside waiting outside for me to... If I turn, I'm going to get my head taken off. Why do you think guys like Amendola, Edelman, Walker would catch and get down? Troy Brown, don't sacrifice your body, know how to take the hit. That's where he struggles. I think Jordy Nelson, from a football IQ standpoint, and the type of fast break offense that they ran, you got to understand spacing because everything changes on the fly. Like, they're not real... stringent and saying, like, if you're running a slant, you got to stay with the slant. I think they run a lot of fast break stuff. Something breaks down. Rodgers is going to break the pocket, and you need to adapt. You make eye contact. You need to understand spacing and know where you're going. And I think his ability and his experience playing in that type of an offense, because New England's offense is extremely complicated. And if you're going to move around and do that, but if you've got all that stuff you can fall back on, the experience of that, and you're open, you have an open mind, you're not coming in being stubborn, saying, I better play the slot. I better get 30 snaps a game. If we can move you around and you're open to it and you want to revive your career at 33, then it's something you can do.
Tommy Curran's got a tweet from 11:08, about 15 minutes ago, maybe a little more. He says an offer was not presented to Nate Solder. Someone had tweeted him saying, do you think they were really going to make him the highest paid left tackle? And Tommy Curran tweeted, maybe slide an offer across the table to him before other teams can swoop in and make him the highest paid left tackle. That wasn't done.
So the guy told me last night they were preparing to move away from Solder was correct.
They didn't give him an offer. They had moved on before he had moved on.
Not taking
he didn't
any
quit not because taking, he had been fired.
Not taking any business.
Headlines with Hardy, and we're right back with more. Another departure for the Patriots. This time it's Nate Solder.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Nate Solder is the latest Patriot to become a former Patriot. Tom Brady's protector reportedly will be the highest paid offensive lineman in the league by the New York Giants. 4 years, $62 million, $35 million guaranteed. Malcolm Butler, also gone. Deion Lewis, Danny Amendola, they're gone too. Butler and Lewis are going to join the Tennessee Titans. Amendola will be with the Dolphins. Here's the good news, though. The Patriots are one of three teams in on the running for Trent Murphy. You know who Trent Murphy is? He's an outside linebacker. He didn't play last year, though. He had a bad knee. So they got a 1-3 shot at getting Trent Murphy.
Hey, don't bury the lead here, Hardy. Nate Ebner is back, too.
Oh, that's right. Re-upped. Re-signed Nate Ebner. So things aren't as
bad. All is well.
Things aren't as bad as you think they are. Bruins scored 5 unanswered third-period goals last night to beat the Hurricanes and Rally 6-4. David Pastrnak, the natural hat trick. Tomorrow night, they visit the Florida Panthers. Celtics home tonight to take on the Wizards. John Wall still out after undergoing knee surgery in January. Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell on the call. 7:30 pregame here on the Sports Hub. Headlines brought to you by Nairobi at Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. With your purchase this week, receive Nairobi cash at Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Nate, did you get Coach Belichick a gift for the new grandchild?
A new Surface, I think.
Look at you! I will
remember you. You know, we're supposed to be talking about Dallas here.
Okay, let's get to Dallas.
You know, playoffs, postseason ball, it's awesome to watch.
All right, Nate, well...
There's a guy in a yellow poncho, and you go to him, he directs you towards the Burger King, and it's like this.
Our show's the kiss of death.
Yeah, Deion Lewis, Nate Solder, regular guests last
Shane
season.
Shane Vereen?
Those weren't Nate Solder highlights. Those were actually the entire interviews.
Yeah.
Just kind of cut into the song. They tended to be quick.
And what's funny is people are now trolling Sebastian Vollmer, who it all started with on our show. Hey, Sebastian, what are you doing? You coming back? Well, Sebastian's like 210 pounds, so he ain't coming back.
Well, he's thin, man. Yeah. He's thin.
Those are good interviews. I look forward to those Wednesdays.
Who are we going to get now?
Cam Fleming.
Oh, God.
Jim, who's the guy coming off an
poke
ACL they're looking at, an outside linebacker? Give me
Trent Murphy?
Trent Murphy.
Murph?
The Murph.
Poke
man.
It right out, Hardy.
Good Irish kid from Boston.
With a
spoon. Give me Trent Murphy.
Take it out with a spoon.
Heard me, Irish kid. My Irish eyes are me smiling.
Pop it right out of my skull. It would be more enjoyable than talking to another non... At least Nate Solder is a well-known top, your best lineman.
But besides that, what's the worst, like the most uncomfortable thing you can think of? Like, what would you rather be doing at that time?
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything other than that.
Tooney and Mason every other week?
My God.
Like, I don't even want to talk to McCourty. No, because he's become a robot.
He's Slater.
And that's not who he is.
No.
Again, this isn't who any of these guys are.
No, this is no slight at these guys. Our interviews are painful with him. Painful. Because they're so afraid to say something. Maybe when Belichick's calling, I'll be like, hey, what's up, man? Oh, everything. Just hanging out, getting some drinks. I don't know. Poor Nate. Poor Nate. He ain't poor no more.
But aren't they? Yeah, no, he ain't poor. That's for sure. He's setting himself up for a nice life going forward financially. 617-779-0985 is the phone number.
Boy, his 1 year, from just a strict football standpoint, changed more for one player than a guy like Nate Solder. Because, like, really, and I keep bringing up the Bedard, because I thought Greg was onto something there, too, that, you know, life, football, the way Nate traveled in the offseason, the stuff, the excused absences with the family, which is totally understandable and should be, that, and he's a thinker. You know, he is a thinker. No, I mean, like, and I've talked to you about these guys. I've talked to you about this with Eugene Chung. When we talked with Eugene Chung, I love Eugene as a friend, but he wasn't a road grader because he was too cerebral. And I always viewed Nate as that, like a cerebral guy. Like, you had to convince me he was like one of the top five tackles in the league. And he had to study it more and listen to what the input is and truly look intently to the film because, okay, there's your value. You see it now. Once you know what you're looking for. Because you look at that like Tyron Smith down in Dallas. That guy, he's a freaking road grader. That guy destroys people. Like, you never watch the game and say, boy, Nate does that. But he's damn good at what he does and what he's asked to do. If you're not asked to do that, you have to be, you know, judged in that retrospect. I mean, look at it. And you think, boy, this could have been his last year. And all of a sudden, no, it's not his last year. He's signing a four-year deal worth 15 per with 35 guaranteed. That's a monster deal. You are now the highest paid tackle in the league. Highest paid offensive lineman in the league. Congratulations. He's earned it.
Let's go to Bobby in Wakefield. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, fellas. What's up?
What's going on?
Not much. No, I just, like I said, I sit here and I listen, and this is actually the first time I've actually called in. Oh. It's just like, you know, I lose my mind sitting here, listening to everyone call in and freak out that we've lost this one and we've lost that one. Like, this is the same thing that happens almost every single year. You know, yeah, do we take a bigger hit this year? And, you know, Brady's at the end of his career, so everyone's freaking out. Yeah, I get that, all that. But at the end of the day, like, you know, this team has a chemistry, has a foundation that's worked. And as long as, you know, they don't go away from that, like, you know, would you rather them just, like, start paying all this money out and then, you know, be in 3 years, have no cap space, and have to let everybody go and start and hit the reset button? I just can't see.
They really don't have any cap space now. I mean, they're paying now.
Yeah, they don't have much to use right now.
What is this misconception or this understanding? I got this too last night. Till Bob Kraft starts spending. They have to wait to see what happened to Solder before they can start their offseason because of their cap room.
Let's get to this call.
Jesus.
Jason in Lowell, I think, is about to make a very good point. So, Jason, don't disappoint. Go ahead.
All right, well, I kind of agreed with the last call, but the thing is people are forgetting that last offseason we paid up the butt for Cooks and Gilmore, and that's when
Ely
made that's Ely and Gillis, I think, was a trade, but we got a bunch of new players in the offseason. That was our big offseason. We can't do that this season because, you know, like, we don't have any money. So, I mean, last offseason was our free agent signing. This season, the guys that have already won rings want to get paid. So, I mean, it's going to happen. It happens to all the teams, you know? So I get everybody getting frustrated and everything, but last offseason was our free agency. So, I mean, they paid a lot of money. They don't have any money to spend anymore.
Right,
so,
and some of those guys from last year you look at and say they shouldn't have spent the money on that.
They got away from getting their type of guys, if that makes any sense. When you watch those guys play, are those their core guys? Is Cooks one of their true receivers? Is he a Patriot receiver? Doesn't seem like it, right?
No, but with a healthy Edelman, that team is...
We have unfairly had to judge Cooks because he's been forced to, I think, play out of position. Okay.
But this part about the cap and the spending, let's stick on that. The cap, the spending.
Yeah.
There's no reason for them not to spend up to the cap this year.
Gilmore.
Despite not having a lot of room,
right,
a little over $20 million, they need to spend it. That they need to do. If you had spent it on Nate Solder, you would have $5 million to spend right now to fill out the rest of your roster.
Yeah.
That would have been a problem.
That's if you gave him the average in year one, which they never do. Year one's always a short year for the contract, which is why you sign these guys to long-term deals so you can get that year one being short.
You're short. Sorry.
So miserable.
I know he is. Because you know why?
He's upset that he called it.
Unlike that caller a couple of calls ago who said this happens every year.
I was mentally preparing.
This doesn't happen every year. You don't lose four quality players in a day.
Oh, so it makes you want to eat.
It doesn't happen here. It hasn't happened here.
It makes you want to just
eat. It's a hard one.
We have food coming soon.
But I'm, oh, thank God.
I'm having a hard time getting mad at the team over any of these.
That's a, and
I am having a hard time
but
doing
that's,
it today.
That's the realization. That's what you got to understand
you
they're doing.
At least to put an offer into Solder, though?
No, because they knew the market.
Oh, they nailed the market. Here
no.
we go.
No, no, no.
Here we go.
You knew, like, they knew last night. Giants are in, and they're in big.
What, you knew that he was going to absolutely take that money from the Giants and not play for you for
if his representation is calling them and saying, we got a deal on the table from New York, do you want in or not? And they say no. There's your answer.
We'll talk more about that point coming up next.
I'm going to King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table.
Could this head injury have been caused by a fall?
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Why
does everybody want their players if they cheat so much? what a kick in the nuts, huh?
We should say that with the money that Patriots have free under the cap, $21 million or so, they could always free up more space with Dwayne Allen and Mike Gillislee.
And Cooks.
No, they're not doing that.
They're not, because he's a value now at that. Based on what freaking Sammy Watkins
that was a long shot to begin with. Cutting Dwayne Allen takes nothing.
But if you needed to get under the cap, I mean, big time to sign somebody big, and Cooks is sitting there at 8.5, 9, it's tradable. I don't know.
Dwayne Allen's working out the facility, right? The only guy?
Yeah, while Gronk's working out at TB12.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Which guy do you want? The guy who's at
I'll take 87.
Or the guy who's at the facility.
I'll take the guy that's wrapping himself in bands and bungee jumping off a bench.
Good for Dwayne Allen. I hope he gets a parking space.
Yeah.
Great.
It's good.
One right up front.
You park that slow truck right next to it.
Let's go to Brendan in Halifax. Hey, Brendan.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
Hey, so I just got a point on this free agency frenzy here. You know, Belichick's already going down as the best head coach of all time, right? And for the last 20 years, it was stay out of my business with the players and the contracts. I'll make my decisions and we'll go on and we'll win 5 Super Bowls and we'll make it to many more. Then all of a sudden, Kraft starts getting involved, and then this free agency with Garoppolo, and then this free agency thing happens, and now I'm sitting here going, this is nothing more than a who's is bigger contest, right? And Belichick saying, you don't like me? You want to get into my affairs? How you like me now? How bad do you need me? What do you think of that?
So he's sitting out the offseason to prove a point to the team.
No.
Just saying, hey, look, I'm already the biggest guy. I'm already the best head coach of all time.
Okay, we get the point.
Well, where this
We've can't, already heard that part of your story.
Where this can't screw is playing up. And Jim, you were kind of talking about this during the break there. Say he did want to hitch it to Garoppolo. And moving forward, we're going to continue to build this thing. We're going to go with Jimmy after this year. We're okay to move away from Nate. Because we're not hitching ourselves to a 41-year guy where we got to lock up our backside tackle.
How well does A.J. McCarron move?
I mean, he's not coming here. That's another thing, too. Say that is a viable option, right? McCarron's out there.
Yeah.
Jim, do you have any audio from that playoff game he lost? Things didn't go too well. He didn't play real well. Had trouble holding on to the ball.
Sucks with the circumstances of the game. I guess it seemed every time we got the ball, it was pouring rain. Wasn't when they had it. I mean, just the weather.
That's bad.
Ball was soaking wet.
That's bad.
Keep going.
Bodon was even telling me he was having trouble with a snap. So I thought they'd at least put a towel over it.
What a loser.
Yep. You want that? You want that another 5 years? Or you want a guy that's never going to tell you anything, never throw any teammate under the bus? And deal with New England weather here in the Northeast.
No, I want him to play for a winner.
Yeah.
In the Patriots. I want him to learn something about.
But you know what that is?
Tool bag.
Same guy that backed out of the Senior Bowl because he thought he showed enough in college.
Yeah. But you know what? Played for losing culture there in Cincinnati, and that's what they harbor. They allow guys to do that. Get up there and just throw everybody under the bus.
It infects everybody there. Back to the point on Solder, though, that Hardy had made a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
I think you're right. They should have made an offer, but it shouldn't have been yesterday or the day before, Hardy. It should have been the week after the Super Bowl. They should have been on the phone making those offers. It should have been a month ago. They're not making an offer this week. I get it. You've already hit free agency. You're not going to get the player to...
The fact there was no Connor. Do you think they knew they were moving away? Like, you people are making more of this than what we are. We've maximized Nate's deal. We got a lot of years out of him. Got him to play his ass off here. We ain't going north of what we already at with him.
And as I said, I hoped yesterday they were being aggressive over the last couple of days. But it may have been too late. Anyway.
They might be with other players aggressive that we don't even know about because you never hear it. You know, I don't know. That's a frustrating thing. I mean, how many reports on anybody? That's why I made the point earlier with the caller.
And just like, because
really, Pittsburgh hasn't made a move. Cowboys haven't. You know, Atlanta has it. Good teams don't panic.
Okay, you're really comparing yourself to Atlanta, but Pittsburgh's traditionally there.
Atlanta's traditionally
there.
You're
starting to sound like A.J. McCarron making excuses for the Patriots.
Yeah.
You want to put a towel over it, too?
Belichick equals Jerry Jones.
Jesus. I mean, come on.
There's got to be some middle ground, though, Beetle.
They're doing something. I don't know what.
They don't have to be bugging Solder the day after the Super Bowl when all these guys, they just want to clean out their lockers and get away for a week. Okay. But do you let it go?
It's been 5 weeks. They had plenty of time to call him up and get him in there and make a legitimate offer, and it doesn't feel like they
He lives half a mile from the stadium.
Yeah.
Drive by.
Swing on through. Hey, how you doing? Hey, I was just over at the Bass Pro. I picked this up for you. I just thought, you know.
Picked up a nice camo hat. Thought this would look good on
you. Hey, paperboy, this is on your porch. Hand it over.
Wow, look at that roll of 50 grand. Just cash sitting there. Why don't you get the nice lady something that
I just picked up this Range Rover. I realize I don't need it.
I got so many of them.
Can I leave it here and call an Uber? I want to just call an Uber. I'll leave this here.
Oh, my God. Look at the license plate. It says Pat 77. Look, it says Nate Dog on the front of the vanity one.
There was plenty of time for them to do it. Why didn't they? Unless he told them. By the way, it may be true that they never pushed an offer across the table like Tommy Curran tweeted about a short time ago.
It's the stepping away a year earlier than 2 years too late.
That might factually be true, but what if Nate Solder had told the team, yeah, I'm going to go to the market and see what my market is before I get a deal done. I just want my agent to call around.
Could have turned him off.
I don't know. That may have happened, and we're not getting that part of the story.
You insulted them. You want to test the market?
Or they just said, "Oh, forget it. He's testing the market. We're cooked. We ain't gonna pay $15 million a year."
That's more likely than that could have happened.
I agree. That could have happened, and that's not the entire story that we're getting so far, right? If he had told him he wanted to test the market and know what he was worth, then they would have said, "Yeah, we know what you're worth on the open market. We're not paying it."
I could see them saying, "Hey, go check it, and then call us." And they called him and said, "Oh my, we can't counter." But we knew that. We knew what the market was going to be there.
Paulie and Denham, go ahead.
That's exactly how they do business. They say, go ahead, go test the market, and then come back, and we'll talk. They blew in. The Giants came in at the end. They're our next-door neighbor. It's like a home away from home. If it wasn't going to be Denver, hey, the Giants came at the last minute. I didn't know they were coming in. They did. But I told you, if it's too much, they're just going to walk away. They got Cannon. They got Waddle. They're going to be signing Waddle now and Fleming. The Garcia's coming back. They got a couple of edge guys with Rivers and Wise in the defense. I was hoping the next person they grab will be a linebacker. I'm telling you, I like Mike Girardi. I love his. I trust his judgment. He was on the TV the other night talking about.
Well, it wasn't on yesterday. They closed shop.
Trent Murphy was the only guy. There was about 10, 12 of them up there that he was interested in. So I don't know who he is. But I'm sure this kid can play.
Okay, Paul. Mm. Yesterday you told us, no doubt about it, Nate Solder's not going anywhere.
Interpret for me, please.
We're going to play back Paulie's call for yesterday. Nate Solder's not going anywhere.
I have no idea who
Trent... He wanted to call it. He was calling
it. That's how they do business, sir. That's how they do business.
I know. I have no idea who Trent Murphy is, but I'm sure he can play.
Who's Trent Murphy?
He's the guy who...
Linebacker.
Bad ACL, bad MCL, and foot surgery.
Oh, Irish kid.
And didn't play last year.
He wants to re-sign Waddle or Fleming for Nate.
Oh.
That's exciting. It's exciting.
They're two of the top free agent tackles on the market now.
Noontime hour, big news today. Nate Solder going to the Giants. Hardy has the details on the money right now.